You are listening to Your Care, Our Mission here on KHBT 977 The Bolt. Today we've got John Noss, the occupational therapist over there at HCMH on the line. How are we doing today, John?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So I understand you're here to talk to us about age and driving.
I do. At HCMH, I do driving evaluations for all sorts of individuals in the community. And today I just want to talk a little bit about how age does affect your driving and provide some safety tips for you. For many of us, driving is a key aspect of maintaining our independence as we age. By reducing risk factors and incorporating safe driving practices, you may be able to continue driving safely long into your senior years. But even if you find that you need to reduce your driving or give up the keys, it doesn't mean that this is the end of your independence. Some tips on driving in regards to safety are simply staying on top of your health. This means going to your doctor or your nurse practitioner regularly to ensure that you are in good health, getting your eyes checked every year, making sure that your corrective lenses are current, and keeping the windshield, mirrors, and headlights clean, and turn up the brightness on the instrument panel of your dashboard. Additionally, it's important to have your hearing checked every year, especially if you're wearing hearing aids. Make sure that you do wear those while driving. And be careful when opening car windows, as drafts sometimes can impair a hearing aid's functionality. It's also important to talk to your doctor about how ailments or medications may affect your ability to drive. For example, if you have glaucoma, tinted eyeglasses can help to reduce glare. And additionally, it's important to get some sleep. Essential sleep, very important to driving, but it's also important to know that if you are taking sleep medication, how they would affect you while driving. If you have any concerns or others have expressed concerns about driving, it's important to listen to them. It may take a hard, honest look at your driving ability, but we can also help you here at HCMH. We do comprehensive driving evaluations that I would be performing. And this is essentially a test that will assess your skills that are required for driving to ensure that you are keeping yourself and your loved ones safe. Such an evaluation can be done by getting a referral from your doctor. And I'm looking forward to answering any questions if you do have any.
Say somebody comes to you for that appointment. What might that evaluation look like?
We assess your vision, your strength, your functional mobility. We assess your visual perceptual skills, your reaction time, and then we do some cognitive screening to ensure that you have adequate mental capacity to drive safely. So there's no actual physical driving that you will be doing at these exams, but we will assess your abilities that are required to do so.
And then in terms of a family member who might be concerned about their senior parent, grandparent, great-grandparent, what may be it, if they have that concern, but they aren't sure how to talk with that senior relative, how would they address that? How would they approach that conversation? How would you recommend them approaching that conversation with their relative?
Well, it's certainly not an easy conversation to have, but it's one that you have to think in the long run here for their overall safety and to keep other people safe. It's a necessary conversation to have. So it is definitely uncomfortable to talk about possibly taking away some form of independence an individual may have. But if it's for their benefit or others, it's one that you just have to have. If you're really having difficulty having that conversation, that's where I would suggest reach out to your nurse practitioner, your doctor, whoever your primary care physician would be, and have that discussion with them, and then possibly even set up an appointment so that your loved one could go see them and have that discussion as well. There are times where it's easier to have a neutral third party, such as your doctor or even someone like myself, have that discussion with your loved one.
What additional resources are there available to families who might have somebody making that transition and losing that independence of being able to drive because they are no longer able to safely operate a vehicle?
Well, at least here at HCMH, we do have a bus that can come help pick people up to and from appointments. There's also a bus in the city that can help take you to places if you need to get groceries and other things like that. And that's something that we can certainly work with families on an individual basis to help them make accommodations as needed.
And is there anything else you'd like to say about the topic of age and driving?
Just be sure to drive safely, and please do listen to other people if there are any concerns that some have brought up to you. Sometimes it's hard to know how well you are doing just by thinking about your own driving abilities, but to have someone else point those out is something I want to make sure that no one's just ignoring, and that we do at least look into it to make sure you are going to be safe.
Okay. Thank you so much, John Noss, there at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, the occupational therapist today here on Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you so much for talking with us here today.
Thanks for your time.